Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Same as, what's the guy from the Phoenix Suns, the brother from the Phoenix Suns? He was another one that played basketball and then went up to the executive level. They're littered all over the place. It's not like these are unicorns. These people are everywhere. It's just the Saints and the Pelicans don't do a good enough job of finding. Well, she has to have a vision for the team. Gail doesn't have a vision for the team. Her vision is what Tom Benson's vision was. She has to have her own vision because she's the owner. She has to have the vision because she might share his vision at one time, but Tom Benson is no longer with the living. He has transitioned to hopefully a higher realm. But she has to have her vision. She has to have her energy and her direction over this team. And if she don't feel like she knows enough, she needs to get somebody she bring in that's separate from that culture and have them to kind of go, you know, watch over the team and then report back to her what's really going on. So you have two accounts. You hear what they're saying and you have her personal advisors telling her what's going on and advising her according to their experience. I would, and see, the Saints and the Pelicans, see, the money gets in the way because at times it's a problem. Like, they had an opportunity to have Joe Dumars. They created the vice president of basketball operations title for Joe Dumars. That's the history of it. Because it was prior to that, there was no VP of basketball operations in New Orleans. The highest the position was for the Pelicans was general manager, which was Dale Demps. And they created it for Joe Dumars, and Joe Dumars was supposed to, he was like, yeah, I'll love to do it. And Joe Dumars is from Louisiana. Like, I love to do it, but it's going to cost this much. And Joe Dumars ain't no bum. He's a Hall of Fame player, and he won a championship as an executive. He built the Detroit Lions, the Pistons up into something. So he made them relevant. He made them relevant for many years, and they were good for many years. So he comes with a resume. Those guys, you got to pay him. Tom Benson says no. He said no to what Joe Dumars asked, and then he gave the VP job to Dale Demps. I know all these people stuff, man. That's what I do. I'm a researcher. I know Saints, and I know my people. I know I'm fully researched on these people. I'm not up here just spitting, just to be spitting. I know what I'm talking about. I know what the hell I'm talking about. And they turned it down because of the money. And that comes back to bite. You can't compete with other teams that have these type of people there, and you got a guy up there who, and no disrespect to David Griffin, but David Griffin got a championship as a general manager, but we know who was actually running the team. It was LeBron James. LeBron James told him, hey, man, give me this dude, give me that dude, give me that dude, give me that. That's what he does. That's what he does. Hell, I would have got a championship as a general manager if LeBron James was the guy, because all he did, LeBron will tell you, hey, man, give me this dude. I want him. And he went and got him a championship. Then the man said he wanted his team back. LeBron went wherever he went. David Griffin took another, end up leaving that from up over there. And he's like, I got a championship ring. What's up? I'm a championship GM. Bro, asterisk, man. You know what I'm saying? Asterisk, big time asterisk. We know that's a different thing going on there. So I ain't trying to discredit him, but if you look at how teams compete, there is no way in the world that you give secret. And listen, this is the Saints and Pelicans culture, man. That's why I be getting some upset. Do you, the great Saint Think Tank, and I know y'all, most of y'all probably not Pelican people. Hell, I am. Let me just say this. What if you had an organization that had the same owner, right? I'm not going to say who, you already know. And the president of basketball operations for your organization secretly signed your coach, who was on the last year of his deal. The VP was on the last year of his deal, and the GM was on the last year of their deal. They secretly signed them to contracts late last year, and then leak it this year right after the regular season that those guys had contract extensions. What kind of crap is this? What is this? Who does that? When you sign or when you issue extensions, that's reported on the same day. Who holds that kind of information from November or so of last year and don't tell you about it until 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, maybe three, whatever, whenever it was when they started the first game and got and lost a couple of whatever it was. But it's at least two weeks ago. So you sign them to secret extensions that hold the information and then don't release it to right after the NBA regular season. Oh, yeah, by the way. And then none of the reporters report on, do you guys have contract extensions or not? And then they don't even tell you how many years the contract's in. What kind of business is this, man? What's going on here? How do you issue extensions to a coach without saying what he's going to do for that year? How do you do that? You know, what kind of evaluating are you guys doing, man? What kind of direction are you guys doing? What are you doing? It's unfathomable. That is low and underhanded, such stupid, rotten-ass business practices. Secret extensions for it. And this is the same team. Gail owned them too. What kind of crap is going on here, man? What's going on here? So it's just unfathomable to me, man, the kind of crap. That's why I be rotting down on these people, man, because they do some of the most underhanded garbage that you can possibly imagine, and then stand up there like they're reputable. You're a fraud. You're a fake. Nobody. If you're saying we're gonna do evaluations, we're gonna do this, and it starts with me. We're gonna do evaluation, and then you don't go into the season and do evaluation. You're a fraud, man. If you don't want to do it because you're emotional, get a damn job away to somebody else who will do it. Emotions don't have nothing to do with this. This is business, man. It's amazing, man. Absolutely amazing. All right. Anyway, let's move on to the next one, man. I want to play a piece of this article right here. Y'all tell me if y'all can hear this. This is what Robert Griffin III said about Spencer Rattler. And it's just a 6-minute clip. And then we're going to move on to the NOLA.com article. I'm going to try not to keep you guys this long, because I do have some other work to do. But here's what he said. Put one in the chat, please, if you can hear this.
But before we get there, on this episode of our Dragon Ball Z times NFL Draft Project, we got the QB steal of the draft, Spencer Rattler, the quarterback from South Carolina, and he is Super Saiyan 2 Team Gohan. The distinction is important. But before we get there, let me show you what I saw on tape. Of all the quarterbacks in this year's draft class, Spencer Rattler probably had the worst offensive line. No hate on them, because he never complained about it, but it shows up routinely throughout his tape.
That's true.
But right here, you are going to see the man, Spencer Rattler, with his identification pre-snap, owning the line of scrimmage, and also operating in tense quarters. Right here, Spencer Rattler, before the snap of this ball, is walking up. And you see that point right there. He's pointing to this linebacker right here. And my man said, hey, bro, what you pointing at me for? Why you got to point at me? I'm not blitzing. Yes, he is. And Spencer Rattler is actually not telling the offensive line to go to that guy. What he's doing is he's telling the running back, hey, you're responsible for blocking that guy. Sometimes we think every time the quarterback goes up and points at someone, he's talking to the offensive line or he's trying to redirect things. Spencer Rattler is just trying to make sure that he's protected right here. And he needs his running back to know, hey, that's your guy. So watch him get back, because he sees the clock is running down and he gets this ball snapped. And guess who blitzes? The man who was sitting there saying, what you pointing at me for? Running back comes across the formation, picks him up. Now, if you make this count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Kentucky's blitzing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rushers. Okay, so 6 for 6 in your mind, you're thinking at home, oh, he's fine, he's picked up. But as a quarterback, you always know that even when they bring the same amount of guys that you're blocking, you might not be hot, but it's definitely going to be a hot pocket. Watch him inside this pocket. Step up. And he's about to make this throw. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't know what they put in hot pockets. But sometimes or somehow, some way, you find a way to make it work. And that's exactly what Spencer Rattler does here. Finding Xavier Leggett on a double post concept for a touchdown inside of that condensed hot pocket. Right here, you'll see it. They're running double post. He's going to run a post across the safety space. Leggett is going to run a post to get across the nickel safety space. And that's exactly what happens. Boom, right here, Rattler knows, I got my guy. I got to trust that he's going to cross space and give him a big boy ball so he can go up and make a play for me. And that's exactly what he does. This is beautiful execution on all sides. Pre-snap, post-snap, not being afraid to make plays inside of a bad pocket, or should I say not a bad pocket, but a tight pocket. Spencer Rattler showed that routinely throughout his tape that I watched at South Carolina. But that's not it. I want you to also, if you can, go watch the entire Florida game, because the Florida game was really a true masterpiece by Rattler. Even though they lost the game, he did a lot of great things that NFL executives have told me they cannot wait to see if they translate to the NFL, because they think they do. Right here, there's no middle safety. This safety is back deep, but he's playing a half to double this receiver on the outside. Because of that, when Rattler comes out of this play fake, his eyes are right down the middle of the field, and he's like, hey, yo, fam, ain't nobody there. I got to make a play. Well, guess what? As he's looking straight down the field, he also sees this big old hand and this big old body from Florida coming right down on him. So he doesn't have an opportunity to set his feet to make the throw that he needs to make. So watch what he does. He continues to gain depth, and he throws this post off his back foot. Let's see how many yards. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. 55 yards down the field to Xavier Leggett to give him an opportunity to make a play. But it wasn't just a HBO type of throw. You know, hey, help a brother out. It wasn't one of them. He hit this man dang near stride. 55 yards down the field, throwing the ball off his back foot with a defender in his face. If that doesn't scream arm talent and awareness of the field and spatial awareness of what's going on, I don't know what does. But it's not just that, because the days of the pocket passer, the true and only pocket passer in the NFL, are long gone, people. The new prototypical NFL quarterback has to be able to beat you with their arms, their mind, and their legs, be a true triple threat. And Spencer Rattler showed that routinely. He is a phenomenal scrambler. Watch him right here. Two high shell defense. He drops back to pass. No one is there. He gets pressure from the right edge, from the left edge. He gets up the field, sprints down the field, making sure everybody knows that, hey, man, I'm that man. Oh, look at him getting hype. I'm getting hype with him. Because I can tell you this. Spencer Rattler coming out of high school was one of the most lauded, sought-after prospects in the entire country. It didn't work out for him at Oklahoma, but when he got to South Carolina, he put all that adversity not just behind him, but he used it and cooked with it and used it as fuel. And you could see by the way that he played, he wanted to show people that he was still that guy. And that's why I say that Spencer Rattler is Super Saiyan 2 Teen Gohan. They both were surefire superstars when they showed up on the scene, talking trash, showing off all their skills. They both went through adversity and found a way to unlock their true potential. Gohan did it through his beast form transformation. Can Spencer Rattler find his ultimate form in the NFL? I think a lot of NFL executives think he can. Well, you know, it's always fun to...
All right, RG3, that's a good breakdown by RG3. And like I said, I've watched a lot of Spencer Rattler tape. I seen the Florida game, the whole game. And I remember watching him. Like I said, he's solid, but not spectacular to me. And that's just my take on Spencer Rattler. He does have certain skills. Like he showed him the back, throwing off the back foot. He did that a lot for South Carolina, because the line, you know, they had injuries on the offensive line. They always had pressure up the middle, and he had to throw off his back foot. And it was times when I watched the footage, and RG3 didn't show, he didn't show everything. I mean, he couldn't. But there were times when Spencer Rattler didn't have any pressure, and he stepped into his throw, and the guy had to wait on the ball. It was accurate, but the wide receiver had to slow down and wait on the ball. So, like I said, I never have problems with his accuracy, but you know, like I said, this will be an interesting guy. Like I said, he's a solid young QB to me. And a lot of times, like, you watch his film and you go back and you watch Mahomes' film, like from what Mahomes at with Texas Tech, how they're moving around. It's similar, but I don't want to put that on.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
Him right now, because I think people are going to start doing that. I'm like, man, we're not going to. No, it's not. I mean, he, from a physique standpoint, reminds you of him. He could be a relative of him. He can look like he could be his cousin or somebody. But that's where it stopped. Now, he has some talents and stuff like that. But like I said, Clint Kubiak could have something here. And like I said, one thing I don't deny about him is his intelligence. He's a very intelligent kid. I mean, he's an intelligent brother. And then on top of that, that fire and intensity that he had from him going, man, listen, he got a big chip on his shoulder. Word on the street, because where he went at, a lot of people felt like he should have went higher in the draft. And they'll talk about it more, but he got a big chip on his shoulder going all the way, what, middle of the fifth round? And, you know, you had that rival, I ain't gonna call it a rivalry, but you had Caleb Williams becoming the number one overall draft pick from Chicago. And then him in the same draft going all the way down to the middle of the fifth round. So it's a big chip on his shoulder, which will bode well for us. So a lot of people looking at Spencer Rattler because of his potential. And it's going to be interesting to see what he can do, man. So I'm going to keep an eye out on him, man. But the kid got talent, man. It's just like I said, he's solid, but nothing spectacular to me. Hey, let's move on, fam. Let's get into the last item of news that I want to talk about here. This is from NOLA.com. Shout out to them. Zach Ewens, the a beat writer, staff writer for this report. He covers Derek Carr's offseason on his health, comfort level, the Saints draft, and Michael Thomas. We're going to go over this article right here. They wrote this, I think it was today. And let's go over it right quick. There are many words to describe Derek Carr's first season as a Saints quarterback. Normal isn't one of them. Carr and the Saints had an up and down year together, ending with a 9-8 season that fell short of the playoffs and criticism of Carr's play from many places, one even inside of his own locker room. For me, last year was a fight to make everything feel normal, Carr said in an exclusive interview with Times-Picayune. It was a struggle to make stretch line feel normal, the building feel normal, where I park every day. This offseason, I'm not finding a house. I'm not unpacking a house. I'm not finding a school, finding a church, meeting new people. All that is taken care of. The result is that Carr felt ready to commit this offseason almost entirely to the Saints. He's ramping back up after recovering from a shoulder injury that bothered him more last season than let on at the time. And of course, like I've documented, said this several times throughout the broadcasts of last year, is that the Saints they held back the reports that Derek Carr had busted ribs. We were talking about that the whole damn season, and then a week or two before the season ends, they say, "Oh yeah, we forgot. Yeah, I had 3 broken ribs," and whatever he was saying. Yeah, I had something, 3 broken ribs. I was playing with 3 broken. You know, it's just unbelievable, man. Oh, he's fine. He's fine. Oh yeah, he's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. He had this, that, and the third. But then when the year gets ready to end, oh, here come the injury excuse. Here come the defaulted injury excuse. Yeah, you know, I was playing with broken ribs. That's why, you know, that's what was really going on. So why the Saints didn't say that when you was playing with broken ribs, huh? Why they didn't tell us that then? We knew it all the time. But this is just underhanded way they do stuff, man. That's why I call this kind of bull crap out. If you hurt, say you hurt. Tell them to tell the truth. Tell them that you got broken ribs. That's why people don't really believe it, because you deny it when it was actually going on. And then when the games didn't matter, then you won't say that I was going through this. Man, come on, man. Nobody's going for that. The result is Carr felt ready to commit this offseason almost entirely to the Saints, ramping back up after recovering from a shoulder injury that bothered him last season. He studied a new playbook under the incoming offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak. He's dealing with a new offensive line and receiving core. Most pointedly, he wants to be ready for a second season in New Orleans that will make the first feel like an aberration. I made a commitment to my team that any teammate that wanted to do anything, I'm going to do that all offseason. Carr said they want to go play cornhole. Pause. We're playing cornhole. They want to play golf. We're playing golf. They want me to come just dinner at the house. Man, we're doing that too. All right. We talked about building the relationships and the utility we did towards towards the last half of the year. That was my main focus this offseason, and it's been really great. With the new season in mind, Carr addressed several other topics in the interview Wednesday at Saints practice. Among them was playing hurt. The Saints finished 4-2 with Carr playing his best football. He completed 74.4% of his passes in that stretch, best in the NFL, minimum 50 attempts, with 15 touchdowns against 3 interceptions, including 12 touchdowns and just 1 pick in the final 4 games. Why? The Saints start running the ball better, and you've seen play action Carr. Those are play action Carr numbers. That's his best thing when you have a new offense, play action Carr, because when they're doing that, got that the secondary members, the safety got to come down, help out with the run support. They were running the ball better during that period of time and relying less on him as a passer. He's a compliment guy at this angle. I don't know what the hell he was prior to when he was first stepped in the league. He was a deep ball thrower, and I still think that's his favorite thing to do. But play-action Carr is the best quarterback for us. We need play-action Carr on the back of the running attack. That's the best one. Part of the turnaround is due to Carr's improved health. He acknowledged Wednesday that an AC joint sprain he suffered in week 3 against the Packers bothered him more than he let on during the season. Really, the next month and a half was very frustrating. You're trying to prove to everyone that you can be out there, but knowing you're not going to put your best foot forward at the end of the day, nobody cares, man. You just want to win. Well, that's what $150 million is going to give you. Nobody don't care about that. If you can't play, then don't play. If you're that hurt, because we don't want you to get even hurter, if that's a word. And also, we don't want to lose because of you being hurt and then using the hurt or the injury as an excuse to why we didn't win. See, that's another part of it that we don't want to hear nothing about. When you take $150 million, you take everything that comes with it. You take it all. The injury was so severe, Carr said, that he didn't do upper body lifts or even throw a football for 2 months after the season ended while he rehabilitated and recovered. Listen, I was telling people at the time, because I actually do think Carr was hurt. I remember seeing defensive back slap him on the ribs. He bent over in the fetal position. We knew and was saying this guy got busted ribs. We were saying it during the season when the Saints was denying it. You can look at him and see something was terribly wrong with him. But the Saints didn't give a goddamn. They pumped him up with that good dope, sent him out there to throw the ball as opposed to letting Jameis get in there. So we would play a busted up ass Carr all season long and keep Jameis on the bench perfectly healthy. Okay. Asked how he was able to play despite the pain. He said, we had a good plan with the training staff and doctors to make sure I was my best at game day. It's better living through chemistry sometimes. I'll just say that way. Now, you was pumped up with the good dope. Let me tell you the truth. It's better living through chemistry. No, you got pumped up with the good dope, which was happening. Because you could see in some of these games, he was pumped up on that painkiller so much so his eyes, he had the glossy look on. I said, this guy ain't even out there. He ain't even out. You know how much painkiller they had to put in that man? If he is describing his injuries like this, and if he was in that much pain after the season was over with, you know what kind of painkiller they had to pump this dude up with so he can get out there and play a football game? People, it's insane. On the draft, in a news conference at Zurich Classic in late April, Carr said he trusted General Manager Mika Loomis, Scouting Director Jeff Ireland, Saints front office to pick the right players for the organization in 2024. On Wednesday, he was more forthright about the team's first-round pick. I sat there and said, I hope it's a tackle, Carr with a laugh. Just because as a quarterback, you just love offensive linemen. I love my O-line. You love those guys. The front office tells you certain things. You get excited about what they're thinking. They took the guy that they were thinking about. They got him. It's exciting. The guy is Fuaga, 6'6", 324 from Oregon State, who's expected to step in and play a crucial role in protecting Derek Carr. It's exciting. It's exciting. I texted him and said, here we go with the Texan. And I ain't going to even do that. I ain't going to even do the Carr with him texting. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say it. Yeah, I texted him a picture of the butterfly, and I ain't going to do all of that. I'm going to give you all that I have, Carr said. And I'm like, perfect. He said, I'm excited. I texted him and said, I'm going to give you all that I have. Pause. And I'm like, perfect. You could just ask me for more than that. That's kind of cringy, but okay. The Saints offensive line is still full of question marks. With Ramchek's chronic knee injury is a major problem. The retirement of James Hurst and the departure of Andrus in free agency to the Raiders. But Carr says his confidence in the group left New Orleans, particularly under Kubiak's offense. He's confident. The philosophy in the scheme, this is him talking, Carr, the philosophy in the scheme really fits the group we have now. I think that it's an exciting thing for me. I obviously excited to play in the system. He says, you'll see all the quarterbacks that have played in it and see what they can be. But I also see probably the group that the most excited is probably our offensive line. The run game is unbelievable. The play actions, the rollouts, the timing of things. I'm really excited about this offense for that group of guys. And like I said, to run that type of system that we see the 49ers run, you have to have offensive linemen that can move. That's athletic, that can pull and move and get out there to get, pull and get to linebackers faster, offensive linemen on angles. They got to climb there, collapse that guy, get to the next level. So Elvin Kamara or Jamal or Kendre Miller or Taysom can get behind them and get to the next level. So those guys have to be on time for that to happen. So It's a very exciting system. You watch the 49ers play, man. If they are doing half of that, it should be impressive. Okay, he says, too many QBs. One of the Saints' later draft picks was quarterback Spencer Rattler from South Carolina. If you count Taysom, who's listed as a quarterback but plays multiple positions, New Orleans briefly had six QBs on their roster, including the 2023 fourth rounder, Jake Haener. Kelly Mann was released Wednesday afternoon. Carr is fine with the extra options and the team trying to get young at the position. I'm 33 years of age. Taysom is 33. You have to eventually find someone to groom for the next several years to be that guy. And that is the mindset a lot of teams carry. You got a certain age. You have to figure that out. I understand having that. Nate is a good, solid piece to have. He's been in this system. He's been around me. You got two young guys ducking it out. It's really a healthy room when you think about it for New Orleans, and that's how it should be. Having said that, Carr said he's empathized with the Falcons veteran quarterback, Kirk Cousins, who signed with Atlanta in offseason, only see the team use the 8th overall pick on Michael Penix, his supposed replacement. I'm sure he's probably thinking, I don't know what they have on that team offensively, but what about a lineman? What about a receiver? What about a back? I'm sure he had those thoughts. My own Michael Thomas, early in the offseason, the Saints parted ways with veteran wide receiver Michael Thomas, who had 2 all-pro seasons and set the NFL single-season record in receptions in 2019. In recent years, Thomas missed more games with injury than he played. Late in 2023, again on the sideline, Thomas posted criticisms of Carr on social media during a loss to the Lions and then repeated them after the season. Quote, I found out a lot of things about Mike. You find out how competitive he is, how fiery he is. He's protective of his guys, Carr said. But also, I will say this. First and foremost, every time he did something, I just called him. I called him right away and said, what are you doing? You know, that's how I am. I'm getting tagged in things. Well, if you have a problem, you should have called me. Well, I did. I am a man. I handled it man to man. And every time it ended with, love you, bro. We're good, but there's just some things you can't control. So you sleep good at night knowing what's right and what's correct and what's not. But that's the kind of stuff just doesn't have a place where you're trying to build a team, really. So, and that's the thing. And Michael Thomas was upset at him for many different reasons. And all of them, in my point, are valid. He might have went to social media and, but it's The him tweeting about what Michael Thomas was saying about the ball that Derek Carr threw at him that was low. He went down. Remember, he got hurt on that pass. He was done for the year after that. After he left the field, that was over with. He talked about passes like Derek Carr not looking over the field. Derek Carr not going through his progressions. And see, all of this stuff could be checked on All 22 because I did it already. I already did the research. It's on Patreon. I watch all these games, all 22 of all these games Saints played this year. And the All 22 films show you everything. They show Carr staring down one side of the field while other guys running wide open on the other side of the field. That's why guys would get mad. Because you're not doing your job. You're not, and even with you saying this stuff, it's a degree of accountability that's obviously missing here. Well, yeah, I can see why Michael Thomas was mad at me. I was staring down the left side of the field and they had a guy running wide open. Or there was a guy on the other side that was single coverage with no safety support. And I was just staring it down. I was just looking and waiting for this guy to make a play. That was on me. You know, I stare down the field. I called Talese Fuaga. I texted him. I said, hey, listen, you're from Oregon State. Fresno State. Listen, I got a picture of a black and gold butterfly. I sent it to him. I called Michael Thomas. I told Michael Thomas, listen, are you mad at me? You're not? Okay. I love you, bro. Okay. I love you too.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.